Audio 54. Extract 2.
Okay, so you already have the infrastructure you need to support the new system, even if it's not directly connected to the production facility.
Yes, sure.
Now, what's the situation regarding personnel?
Well, they'd need training. I think our options are quite clear here. It doesn't really matter which system we choose. If training isn't on the agenda, we should forget the whole idea. I mean, you can't expect us to carry on.
Yes, but we do have some employees who've worked on SAP-type systems in previous jobs. If we made them our key users, we could gradually train up the rest.
I'm not sure that would work. Do you really have a sufficient skills base to meet the needs of this strategy? You can't just rely on one or two people, and you can't run two systems in parallel. How would it work if you took on some younger people? I mean, if you'd recruited more young employees at the start, they would have had some IT knowledge from school.
Well, but we do have some well-qualified workers, and we're in a great location, so I think we're in a really strong position to find new staff. I don't have any worries about the human resources aspect.
No, Margit's right. If we only had a couple of people initially who could use the system, how could they cope with the extra work? It would be terrible. Basically, we don't have much choice for a long-term plan like this. We can either provide training for everyone, which will be a substantial investment, or we accept that it's totally unfeasible.
Okay, I accept that point. What about if we just look at a basic program of training?